Board of Commissioners, public meeting Tuesday, November 20th, 2018. The time is now 7:10. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the December 14, 2017 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Rogers.
Here.
Commissioner Tucci.
Here.
Commissioner Evans.
Here.
Commissioner Petracco.
Here.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Here.
All present, Mayor.
Commissioner Petracco, what do you have on the agenda?
Let's see here. I know I have, I have a public hearing on this parking, the time limit parking. That's for the final passage tonight. I also have two resolutions. I have an award of the contract to GTBM. That's for electronic ticketing. An authorization to sell surplus property online at the at propertyroom.com, and then I have authorized to enter into an agreement with the Borough of North Arlington for the police pistol aid. That's all I have.
Thank you, Commissioner Evans.
Thank you, Mayor. I have we have to just cover it in the meeting, the public session, that we have our best practices. Inventory is available to be submitted to the state. It's already down there in draft. You just have to finalize it. We achieved the more than the minimum for getting our full aid for the year. So we got 87% on the checklist. So that's ready for submit. Just mention. We just have to mention it. I have a code enforcement report and one resolution. Our elevator inspection company notified us that they were going out of business and they wouldn't be able to meet the requirements, so we did find someone who can do it, Suburban City Inspections. It's an individual who is licensed. The good news is we're saving about $8,400 on the contract for this year and going forward.
Good.
So. That's all I have.
Mr. Rogers?
You go out of business?
It's a great thing that we saved the $8,400. Hello, Mr. Banker.
Hello,
see there. It's great that we saved $8,400. They just bid lower?
Yeah, exactly. He's a
first
one. Yeah, I'll talk to you about it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
It was
good. It was a little confusing. I couldn't understand why, but I'm thinking.
Yeah, it's basically $130 per inspection.
Yeah, great. Good job.
So, just real quick, also, I missed when I have an ordinance introduction for a handicap parking spot. Excuse me.
You're excused.
That guy for modern technology.
Sure, Roger.
I have a resolution that will focus in on a contract to furnish public health nursing services, which we've had every year with the Township of Montclair. Also have an ordinance that will establish term limits for non-elected township boards. That would be the introduction tonight.
Mr.
I have no ordinance to introduce, but I do have a bunch of resolutions. First one's to enter into a contract with Delta Dental for our township employees. The total amount not to exceed $362,100. It's a 2% increase over our last contract with them. I'm looking for authorization to advertise with sealed bids for recreation uniforms and equipment. I have a resolution to set the 2019 Shade Tree Committee meetings, and my last resolution is to enter into a contract with Gabriel Roofing and Siding right here in Nutley for emergency roof repairs for the public safety building not to exceed $45,000. And that was as a result of the last rain and windstorm.
Public safety.
It's a mess.
What do you think? Do you think it's going to be like new roof time there, or?
It is.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
It's a new roof.
The whole place, Frank?
Where the that
car's
the
back
floor.
That section.
Yeah.
That car's
back
that section.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know it's been an issue.
That's all I have, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. I have a ordinance introduction which really paves the way for setting the fees for the accept credit cards at the parking lot meters. I have a public hearing on the water ordinance that I can push to the next meeting if there's still questions.
Okay.
because the
no questions. I met with your guys. You know that they were fantastic. Answered all of my questions, but I got it late.
Yes.
All right. Can you just hold it? I would appreciate it. I just want to read.
There was some other information you wanted that I'm not prepared for anyway.
Okay, great. That's great. Thank you.
So we can push that to the next meeting. I have authorization to approve some raffle applications to set the 2019 holiday schedule. Set our another resolution for the meeting dates. I have a budget transfer of $40,000, and we'll be meeting an executive to talk about the redevelopment agreement, and that's on the agenda for to be passed on. Mr. Vecino gets here.
Mayor, the 3406, does that include credit cards at this point?
Where are you?
The ordinance.
Yes, that's the reason it's on.
That's where the credit card is.
Yes.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because here's, it's what, 50 cents a half an hour for coins and a dollar for credit cards? Is the fee that just 50 cents per swipe?
When you add in all the other fees,
right,
to accept the credit cards, that's what they came up with to cover our costs. Yeah. So we're
it's important that that's not a town fee.
Right.
None of that. That's the actual credit card. The merchant provider.
That's a processing fee.
Right. So it's per transaction, the monthly fees, all those things. So the convenience we can't absorb.
It's a great convenience. I was in Montclair last week, and I had no change, because I typically won't have a change. I just put the credit card in, and it was fantastic.
Do you know the company that works for the credit card processing?
I don't. That's tough.
The only reason why I mention that is because I use Mike Panucci. He's another guy. I have him in my store across the street. I have a million guys walking in with these credit cards all the time. No one has even come close to this.
It's
merchant.
That's why it's so hot.
Yeah.
Well,
we forced to use them? Or the bank? I mean,
it's got actually a contractual agreement with the meter company. They have an exclusive use agreement.
For their merchant, and then we had to get them to interconnect with our bank. So it's.
I'm just telling you, I know those bank fees are outrageous when you go to private, only because I deal with them, and those fees are
50 cents a transaction.
And that's high.
Yeah. There's a lot of fees in
there. No, I know.
But we can't absorb.
No, I'm just saying that.
The company that provides the meters has an arrangement with this provider to provide a credit card service. But with all of them, you're talking about, depending upon what it is, in the case of a parking meter, what's the fee you charge for all the service processing on a 25-cent meter use, right? So the fee seems very high in relation to the quarter, but there is a minimum that these companies charge. I've got calls because people like to pay their property taxes using a credit card. And some of them are paying a $600-$700 convenience fee. And they tell me that they like the points because they go travel. Right? But others quite question it. But these are fees that merchant providers charge. They're not ours. We don't have control over it. If you want to use their machine, so if you want to use Amex, you want to use Visa, MasterCard, there's a charge that they charge, and from like 1.25% to 3%, depending upon which card you want to use for that service. And normally people don't realize it because you as the business owner cover it. It's in the price, right? Or it's not, or you're just absorbing it. It came out from municipalities because under state statute we cannot budget that, budget is an appropriation to cover that fee, because it basically is in effect assessing a tax on people who would not use that credit card. So it's not allowed. And we did have an issue for a while, and Mario, you remember, there was a point in time where they said, as a town, you can only have one merchant provider forever. Yeah. Right? And now they've modified that to say one merchant provider per function. So the court has a merchant provider.
That's it.
Recreation has a merchant provider. Now parking as a merchant provider. But we can't have a merchant provider for one parking lot and a different merchant provider for another parking lot. So you have the...
Well, that's my whole point. Well, I don't, if you have other merchant companies in town already, why would we agree to let them charge us 50 cents a transaction because the meter company is pushing the bank, you know, put, you know, for us to use them, which they're probably making money on top of it too, because I think 50 cents is outrageous for a transaction, to be honest with you. And I'll check my, I'll let you know. I mean, you could do what you want, but...
You know, no, I don't...
Why should we give the residents the best bank for their buck?
I don't think we have much choice.
The point is that you have a merchant provider who has the machine you swipe or that processing that gets a fee. Then you have the credit card company, the two line says, this is my card that you have, here's the fee for that.
Are they going to be in every meter, the credit card, that you'll be able to swipe a meter, or is it a kiosk? Or?
Just the meters in the parking lot.
Nothing's not the only one. Other towns are struggling with them. They're trying to figure out a way to get those fees down from what I've been able to find out. So I agree with you that the fee is high. The question is, what can you do? It's not the bank. It's the merchant provider and the credit card company. So the people.
Well, actually, traditionally, I've always found out that the bank's fees, that's what I'm saying, they are much higher than these private guys that are rolling around.
We have to get the money from whoever is collecting it, the private person, to our bank. Right,
how do we do it in the court? I mean, that's where I have it.
Same thing, same process, same thing with credit cards. But so, for example, the account for collecting this cash, for example, could be, I say, Capital One. Because we have an account there, and it says all this money that's being transacted doesn't come here to Town Hall, it goes to the bank. The bank then has to process all of that, so for a parking meter, it's probably simpler because it's just in one account. But if it's for a taxpayer, it's got to make sure that they're tracking it, all the taxpayer information, so it can be properly credited against the taxpayer's account. Because the bank is involved with it. So you have a bank process, you have the merchant provider themselves, and then you have the credit card company. And they're all in the middle between the service and the consumer. And so sometimes those fees, which are problematic, I don't disagree with you on parking meters, but the economics are such that what's the fee to make it affordable, you know, in effect profitable, it's a business, profitable, when you're collecting quarters.
I understand it.
That's why a lot of times you go to the store and they say the minimum charge for a credit card is $10. Because it's
illegal
not
to do that.
Yeah. But you see it a lot of places because
we don't do that for tractor
stuff. I'm sure. As of today.
I'm just saying, if you want the number, I'll give you out.
If there's a somewhere out there that maybe that could be done.
Jeff, can you take care of that tomorrow?
I understand that under these state meter stations, the people that run the meter stations has an arrangement with a merchant provider.
And sometimes there's proprietary software that's involved too.
Yes.
But it's, and they, most places, I have a monitor, they did not take Amex, because Amex typically is one of the higher charges,
3%.
As we know.
Yeah, absolutely. 3%.
Crazy.
So you're right. So there's a lot of issues.
It's worth checking out. It's a good point. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Madam Clerk?
Yes, Mayor, we have minutes for approval for October 16, 2018. And for communications, we have a social affair permit from St. Mary's Church for their annual St. Anthony's event for Friday, May 31st, 2019. And that's it.
I have a need for executive session on potential litigation and contract negotiation. We have Mr. Banker here. Mr. Lucino is one of the ladies stuck in traffic.
So why don't we bring Mr. Ricky back here since we're waiting for Mr. Lucino. Let's get that out of the way, and then if we have to go into public session and come back later for the executive, we will.
Okay. Everyone has in their package documents from Mr. Ricky. So
what do we have from Ricky?
Hey, let him stand here. It's a memo.
We're not going into executive.
No, just public. They move quickly now. Right here, Paul.
Retreat.
Yeah, really, I was gonna say.
How are you?
I just suggest she should come in and listen.
That's what I said.
Oh, okay.
No, sit here, I'm late by the windows.
I got up, now I can't go down, it's a guy thing.
So, we have Mr. Ricky coming in, we'll try to get topology here tonight too, and that didn't work out. But again, this is a mixed-use ordinance. Paul went through the ordinance and had some changes along with trying to straighten out the schedule in the back, and so it was consistent. So, can you go through that quickly, Mr. Ricky?
I can. I did leave my copy in my car, I just realized. Thank you. Just a 30-second background. There was a draft in place. I was asked to provide planning comments on the draft. My comments initially were meant, some of them were just understanding and confirming some of the things in the ordinance, and some were meant to raise discussion, I think, for the Board of Commissioners. And then at points, I was asked to provide specific recommendations in terms of how maybe the bulk chart would change. Bulk chart being the schedule of regulations, the amount of building coverage, the amount of impervious coverage, essentially what are the we'll call the core requirements of a zoning ordinance. I would state that Dave Berry and his predecessor historically relied on the bulk chart when they reviewed the zoning ordinance. And for a period of time, there was as this Board of Commissioners are aware, there was a mixed-use section, and some of those sections were in conflict. And it was part of my goal, at least, to assist in clarifying whatever standard is, it should be clear, and that in a lot of cases, the way that the ordinance was written, the bulk chart, it would have a different setback if you were a mixed-use building versus another type of building. And in my opinion, that leaves some issues and problems. And listen, I've testified in over 200 towns. There's ways that if you are a smart professional, you can skirt around that, come in with a different use, then come in 6 months later with a change of use application, and essentially the individual will be entitled to a hardship and have to grant the variance. So I think some of it is to clean some of these things up. Standards are standard. You know, with that said, I don't know. I know I don't have a lot of time. So is there anything you want me to focus on in here, Mayor, or?
I think focus on the chart.
The chart, okay. Okay. One of the things right now, lot coverage in this context represents the building coverage. And we don't have an impervious coverage standard today. One of the recommendations that came out from essentially, I guess, the work by the planning board and the like was to have an impervious coverage calculation. All the way in the back in red, I proposed some standards to consider. I have to note that when I prepared this, we didn't study the entire corridor, but I did look at aerial photography of all the districts. I have reviewed a lot of applications for the boards, so I have a decent feel for the existing conditions. Because you haven't historically had an impervious coverage calculation, that means that somebody can cover the entire lot with a parking lot today. So it's not surprising to, when you go out there, and this is your town, you know, to recognize that most of these lots are, at least in my review, in some site inspection and aerial photography, are very close to that 100% standard. So what I did was I proposed standards that were in the core downtown at 100%, and then drew it back to probably something that would create some degree of nonconformity. But I think the goal would be to encourage
some green space on these properties, particularly when the fact that if you allowed 100% impervious coverage that's out there, and most of these properties do border your R districts, and you do have buffering standards that are required, that would encourage a buffer to be installed and for those properties to be marginally improved, become more compliant over time, while still recognizing a standard that gives, I think, reasonable consideration to the character of the area that's out there, not just some hocus-pocus number that doesn't reflect that, you know, it's a very high impervious coverage number. So that's where I went there. In terms of the rear yard setback, you had conflicting standards that could range between 10, 25, and 30. Generally speaking, for a rear yard setback, when that rear yard setback is close to a building height, that could be 25 or 30. That's generally a good standard in a downtown environment to encourage. So instead of having these varying standards, we were trying to encourage in the bulk chart standards of consistency and have it in one place, not in a mixed-use section that's essentially dug into the code, in the middle of the code. This is at the end of the code. It's what at least your zoning officer has historically relied upon, and part of that, I think, is to be pragmatic about it and to make it easier for the person that's really trying to apply this most of the time. Regarding setbacks, you had standards in districts in the downtown that required, in some instances, 10 feet and 6 and 10 feet. If that was the case, you know, but at Franklin next to Center, you could not rebuild your downtown based on your current standards. So I try to recognize the existing condition, allow for a 0-foot side yard setback, and if you did have it, have between 3 and 4 feet so you could have windows on those buildings without like special needs of sprinklers and the like that you have to, because if you don't have at least 3 feet, you can't have a window on a side yard unless you know, the building's treated in a special manner. So it was recognizing that you have a downtown, recognize that, you know, to allow buildings to go 0-foot side yard setback. And if someone wants to have a driveway going into the back, that doesn't prohibit that, but it recognizes the condition that's there. So again, trying to make your zoning more conforming with what is out there.
Mayor, may I interrupt for 1 second? Paul, also, our discussion was to try to eliminate some of the text so there's no confusion between the written words and what's in the chart. Try to rely more on the chart and eliminate some of the text language relative to what constitutes mixed use and the numbers, correct? We talked about that also.
Yes.
Relying more on the chart to get rid of some of the text in the ordinance.
And again, the text in that chart were in conflict, so we're trying to get rid of those conflicts. And the standards we're largely proposing are, in my opinion, are largely consistent with what's out there to date, with the exception of the impervious coverage is maybe a little lower than existing conditions, but recognizing what I said, trying to encourage some green space over time. And that's something you do historically see as part of redevelopment, because one of the limiting factors, I hate to say this, but developers don't want to put in extensive stormwater management systems, so they reduce the impervious coverage on a lot to usurp that. So if that's the case, the township should at least get some type of benefit. That would be the green space and that additional buffering associated with that. In terms of the bulk chart, man, that's mostly it. And
I think your comments bulk in the body of it, the commissioners can read.
Okay.
They're pretty self-explanatory, I think. And then, you know, hopefully we can get topology in here too to give us their take. Any questions, commissioners?
I have just one question, because I'm not an expert in this area. On the minimum yard dimensions, all right, on the one Paul with the highlighted red, you have 0 to 4.
Yeah.
Does that mean on one side you could have no setback and 4 feet on the other side? Tell me what that means.
That's in a one side. I think it's in the one side yard setback. If 0 feet is permitted,
actually, both buildings. Sides.
Okay.
Both
the
sides.
Intent is to be 0 feet. Building can touch each other.
Touch each
but
other.
If you do provide it, it should be 4 feet. So it's not 1.5 feet if you do provide a setback.
Okay. So it's either 0 or 4?
4 minimum.
Okay. And just a, excuse me, Commissioner, commercial schools, you said commercial schools, you know, pretty much everything is in the B3. Yeah. It's 3 stories, but you said commercial schools, 2 stories?
I retain the existing standard for that. I retain that. And that could change if you think it's fair. But,
just to follow up on that, too, by commercial schools and maximum height, it was 50%, that's been struck, and now it's 25. Is it 25% or 25 feet?
There's an error in the chart, obviously. I'm not sure why it's written that way, but it was percentages were in story area, so I try to correct that. It appeared to me that historically the standard was 25 feet, 2 stories for schools. I didn't propose a change to that, so I was just trying to correct how it was displayed in the table.
That was one of the problems with the original chart. It had percentages when it should
have
been feet. Right, and had stories, 40 stories, you know, so gotcha. These had to be feet.
And if I'm, just for example, on B3, where it says maximum lot coverage 50%, surface coverage maximum, impervious coverage 90%. Does that mean you can have a building improvement that covers 50% of the lot, the size of the lot,
yes.
And then, but at the ground level, you can have 90% of it with blacktop or sidewalks or things like that.
That's correct.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Rickey?
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of questions.
All right, thank you very much. Everyone have a nice, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Bye. I think I'd like to go into get the meeting out of the way and come back into executive. We got people waving. And it's
7:37.
All right. So let's go out. Let's have our meeting. We'll come back into executive. We're going to have to come back into public and do the redevelopment agreement.